This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There aren't a whole lot of domestic policy issues that are higher profile than education right now, both K-12 and higher education. We are spending some time this week talking to people who deal day in and day out with some of the big issues in this country, how they think about them, and what the future might hold. Today, Drew Faust, the president of Harvard University, and her take on the state of higher education in this country. Dr. Faust, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you.
How much time do you spend thinking about your job as the president of Harvard, you know, in quotations and italics, as it relates to the rest of higher education in this country? I mean, people look to you, they look to your institution for leadership. You know, does that keep you up at night?
Nothing keeps me up
at night.
All right,
well, good to know you're a sound sleeper.
I sleep very well. But I think Harvard does have and has had a leadership role in higher education, and I hope that there are certain principles and standards that we can articulate in a way that has an impact on those who hear them because of what we have long represented and what we do for students and faculty today. I do recognize that in many ways we are very blessed with a large endowment and the ability to attract so many applicants so that we have some distinct advantages. And I wouldn't want to generalize beyond Harvard too much. But the fundamental value of learning, the value of challenging ourselves in the realm of research and relating our research and teaching, I think all of these are important principles that I endeavor to uphold.
You have said a couple of things I want to point out. Number one, that you believe education is a lifelong tool, that it pays benefits sometimes years after graduation. And you are also vocally opposed to the Obama administration's proposal to rank and evaluate colleges on how well their graduates do in the workplace after they get out of school. And so my question is, if I'm spending, I don't know, $250,000 to send my 16-year-old to Harvard or Stanford, or even $50,000 for a state school, how can you possibly be opposed to me wanting to know what I'm going to get for my money?
I'm not opposed to a focus on the importance of the kinds of work that students can undertake after they graduate. My criticism of the original Obama administration proposal was that a focus on earnings at first job is a very distorting means of evaluating education. And some of our economists here at Harvard have done analyses of this and find that you really only begin to get an accurate reflection of lifetime earnings if you look at 10 years out. So I think they're looking hard at more nuanced ways of measuring output of education.
You said up at Aspen the other day at the Ideas Festival that you, Harvard, could fill your entering class with valedictorians like twice over. And with an acceptance rate of something less than 6% this year, I don't argue that at all. But I wonder how you react when people basically say, listen, it's just a crapshoot out there. And it's an arbitrary and capricious process when valedictorian A gets in and valedictorian B doesn't.
It's nothing like capricious or arbitrary in that our admission staff and the alumni around the world who interview students spend so much time and energy getting to know every single one of the applicants. But we try very hard to make sure that we choose from the widest array of talent. And we can do this in part because we have a financial aid policy that supports 60% of our undergraduates. And for that 60% of students on financial aid, they pay an average of $12,000 a year. So Harvard is very affordable.
Not to take anything away at all from your admission staff or for all that you do for the affordability, but you appreciate the sentiment, right, that college admissions nowadays, whether it's Harvard or the local community college, are a tricky thing.
They're tricky.
Yeah.
It's something students should realize is there are a lot of terrific schools, and not to be too heartbroken if one or another doesn't work out.
I'm going to have my 16-year-old call you in about 18 months, all right? Drew Faust is the president of Harvard University. Dr. Faust, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.